Very exciting stuff is happening at Houghton High School these days. The Houghton High School robotics team, known as Superior RoboWorks, is heading to not the state championships, not the national championships, the world championships. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I have here with me JT Taylor and Chance Sherbring and Jacob Freeman, who are all members of Superior RoboWorks. Three out of how many who are on this team?
About 16.
Okay, and you've gone through the state competition, and you've gone through the national competition. You have earned your way to where?
To St. Louis. We are heading toward St. Louis. We've made it. We were 31st out of 34, and we were competing with about 400 teams in St. Louis for Worlds.
That's a huge bunch of competition you're up against.
Yep.
So, Jacob, explain to me the path. Well, tell me what you do. This is a robot. We know that you're a robotics team. A robot that does what?
Well, basically, the challenge changes every year between year to year, so you can't use the same robot twice. This year, we have to score a inflatable exercise ball type of thing into a high goal.
It looks like basketball.
A little bit.
Kind of robot soccer or something like that. It's. I've seen some video of it, and it's really intricate.
Yeah.
How do you make a robot do this?
Well, just over the 6 weeks, we plan on what we do, and then we just go through it. You know, we have a arm that shoots the ball into the high goal and can pick them up off the ground.
And JT, you only have 6 weeks to put this together, right?
Exactly.
So now, do you get some help with this? Because to me, designing, it would take me 6 weeks to learn what a robot is.
Yeah, we do get a little help. We have mentors that are all Michigan Tech students, so they actually help a lot for teaching us how to build the robot, what to do, the correct way to do things.
So they're helping you out with this. Where do the materials come from? You've got to have gizmos and wheelies and things like that to do this, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We have to. Usually the previous year's robot, we actually take apart, just so we have stuff to do with next year's, or we do have to order the parts.
Okay, so, because I don't know where in town you go to buy robot parts.
We get it online.
I don't think they have
really
a robot
a place,
parts store someplace.
Not a place around here to do that.
So, it's under the stove somewhere.
Yeah. So, Chance, how do you then get together and put this together? Because if you only have 6 weeks, this must take a lot of time.
Well, we spend about 21 hours a week working on the robot, just designing for about the first 1 or 2 weeks, and then building and programming for, you know, the next 4 weeks.
So when did you go to state?
We went to state last week.
And then a quick trip then to the Nationals? Because that's a pretty quick turnaround.
States and Nationals is about the same thing.
Oh, okay.
And so if you get into state and then you get into Worlds, it's pretty much getting to Nationals. Then to
okay,
Worlds.
Okay. So that's basically, it's a one-step, not a two-step process. Yeah. Now, you need some money to make this trip down to St. Louis, because there are 16 of you. There are obviously some parents and chaperones that are be going along. Somebody has to carry the robot down. How do you get this money? How much is it going to cost?
We get the money from our local sponsors, and we have, you know, Houghton High School, the Houghton Rotary. We have Dr. Shaverick, Sayens Auto, and of course our families. And one of our new partners is GS Engineering, who helped sponsor us. And we just kind of get money from all of these people. We are paid for into, like, there's an entrance fee that's paid for by GM. And then our programming laptop was from Leone, but we just need the money to, you know, rent probably like a bus to get down there, and then pay for other things that we need for the robot. Like, we have parts that are breaking apart that we need to fix.
Okay, so we've got to do a little maintenance on the old robot. Jacob, when do you leave? How long will you be gone?
We leave Tuesday after school, and then we'll get back on Sunday, I believe. So it's a long trip.
It's a lengthy endeavor. Of course, if they got to have 400 robots to work out down there, it's going to take some time to do that. These are coming from all over the world?
Yeah, most of the teams are actually from the U.S., but there are teams from Israel. Mexico, Canada, Israel, some from China. They're kind of scattered around.
Now, who are you up against, Chance? Because I'm told that some of these teams are pretty well-funded and have some big supporters behind them.
Well, these teams are from many different places. There's a lot of really good teams out there, but honestly, there's teams that are much well-funded than us. There are teams that do chairmans, which sometimes it seems like a lot of money is put into to do it. And we're just a small team, and, you know, we're against some really good teams out there, but I think we have a chance to at least get above 400.
Yeah, you're kind of a David against Goliath kind of thing here, taking on some of these teams. I know that there are some that are really well funded by local businesses downstate, for example, and in other areas, and they have active professionals on as advisors and things like that. They make a real big deal about this. A little intimidating there?
Yeah, a little bit.
but not to you guys too much, because obviously you did well.
Yeah.
So how can we help you with some financial support?
You can help any donation. It doesn't actually matter how much it is. Anything will help us get there. You can bring donations to or mail them to Houghton High School, or go visit our website, first857.org.
Okay, 857.org. What's 857?
First 857. That's our team number.
Oh, okay.
And all the competitions are run by an organization called FIRST. So.
Oh, okay. First 857.
First 857.org.
And the FIRST is FIRST.
Yes.
Yeah. First 857.org. Or go to the community page at thewolf.com. And I have put a link up there. If you can't remember that website, go to the community page at thewolf.com, and you can make a secure donation online. And you can help this team get to the world competition in St. Louis. And again, there is a sense of urgency here, because these folks leave on Tuesday. And we want to make sure that they have a great time there. And we want to make sure that they represent us appropriately and don't have to, you know, use duct tape and used parts. And do you ever use duct tape on this robot?
Yes.
Yeah, we do.
Duct tape and zip ties.
Yes.
Okay.
And prayers. Lots of duct tape, zip ties, and prayers.
Well, and I know that sometimes you have to repair this thing on the fly, don't you?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It doesn't quite hold together, but that seems to be the case with all of these kinds of competitions. So it takes a little bit of ingenuity sometimes just to keep it going.
It's like we have different ways of thinking of things, and we have mentors that come in and try to help us. And it's like, hey, guys, maybe you should try this. And we look at it and we just like, okay, that'll work, or okay, that won't work. Like, we had a traction problem that we just fixed with electrical tape because it's slippery.
Okay. Well, use what you have at hand, MacGyver. And are all of the young people on the team from Houghton High School?
No, there are some people from Hancock and some people from Calumet. And so we have a very diverse group of people.
Okay, so even though the Hancock, the Houghton name is on the team, you're representing a lot of kids from a lot of schools across the Copper Country then.
Right.
Yes, Calumet does have their own team, though. They did not get to make it to States, sadly, but we do really wish they could have been there. But they do have their own team, so.
Okay. All right. So you're heading off on Tuesday. Now, how does this relate to what you guys might want to do down the road? Jacob, you thinking about going into this professionally?
Yeah, you know, if I might do that, you know, it helps on going to college, you know, if you put this on your resume that you were part of this, going into an engineering school.
Sure, it looks great. And Chance, what are your plans?
I want to do art engineer. I want to do visual design for video games, and just there was some good opportunities that I could have worked on that with the safety video. And so there's even if you're not working just engineering, you can have so many different things that you can do.
Wait a minute, what's a safety video?
Every year there's an opportunity. I wasn't able to do this due to we didn't have programs to run this, but you can make a video for safety. It's to promote safety in, you know, your workplace or the workplace where you're working on the robot.
Oh, okay.
And so each district competition, there's a safety video that's picked from, you know, the number of safety videos that are put up there. And it's like, hey, your safety video is the best.
Okay, so there's more to this than just robots playing basketball.
Yes.
And JT, what are your plans? Any ideas?
I don't really have a plan right now, but this is definitely an option. Because this is a really cool thing to do.
Well, I've seen your robot in action. It just looks absolutely like a whole ton of fun, and I wish you all the best. We're very proud of you and the effort that you have put into this. And I hope that listeners will take advantage of the opportunity. Go to the website, the community page at thewolf.com, or go to, what's the website name again?
First857.org.
First857.org, and you can make a donation to help these folks out, or just get a donation to Houghton High School, and they will take care of it there. And Jacob Freeman and Chance Sherbring and J.T. Taylor, thank you for coming in. Good luck. And let me know how you come out, will you, please?
Definitely.
You're on Keevan Law's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.